We're joined now in studio by Sinn Féin's finance spokesman, Piers Doherty. Piers Doherty, we'll talk in a moment about the Maria Cahill case, but can we talk about Irish Water first, and firstly those revelations today about the staff bonus scheme and what, if anything, can be done about what appears to be legal contracts held by these staff that would entitle them to these bonuses in the next 12 months or so?
Well, I think it'll again be another cause of concern for the public and another irritation for the public that are being demanded by this government to pay water charges that they simply, many of them simply can't afford to see now. All staff, even those that get the report card could do better, are entitled to bonuses and bonuses of quite a sizeable amount when we look at going from 19% right down to 4% and so on. The government does need to step in. I think it's not just good enough to say that, you know, we have no role in relation to setting the bonuses below the CEOs and directors level. There is precedent for this. We had the bonuses that were paid in the banks in the past, and as a result of the public outrage for that, the government ensured that no bonuses would be paid out. And then for legal contracts, because there is an issue in terms of that, if there's a legal contract, they're entitled to it. But again, even on that issue, the government were able to come in with an amendment to the finance bill, I think in 2010 or so, which actually would have clawed back that bonus. And I think, you know, I think the public at least demand that. What they are demanding is the scrapping of water charges, but this is something that the government can resolve in the next week when the finance bill is going to be published.
The other story in the Sunday Business Post and another element of it covered in the Sunday Independent about the senior coalition figures, government ministers in other words, talking about throwing John Tierney or indeed the board of Irish Water under the bus. Given your antipathy to Irish Water, is that a course you'd welcome?
No, I think this is in response to the Right to Water campaign, which has seen up to 100,000 people on the streets. I know the Right to Water will be mobilising on the 1st of November, and we'll hear the anger and the voices of people in regional communities that couldn't maybe travel to Dublin. And it's trying to do damage limitation. I think the government are missing what the public are saying. What they're saying is simply some of them can't afford to pay it. Others are saying that they shouldn't have to
pay it.
Sure,
but would a management clean out help?
No, look, there are some problems within Irish Water as an institution. You know, there's no doubt about that there in terms of their communication. But a lot of this originates from the government. Like, the government have been dealing with the budget for months now, yet they failed to actually understand that 200,000 people would be kept out of the scheme that they announced in terms of tax rebates. The others, like, for example, children who don't get child benefit in this state, will not get the free child allowance. I have a family in Letterkenny because her husband is working across border. Her four children won't get a free child allowance, and there's thousands of that. Early school leavers who left at school at 16 and 17 won't get free child allowance. This is all as a result of government policy. So I think it's unfair to hang this around Irish Water's neck. I think there is an issue in terms of Irish Water internally, and that needs to be dealt with. It needs to be taken back under more control.
But this isn't the way of doing it.
This isn't the way of dealing with the bigger problem. This may be part of the overall solution, but the bigger problem is that these water charges cannot be dealt with by many families out there.
Let's move on to the Maria Cahill case. Maria Cahill says she met Gerry Adams in 2000. She had specific discussions about the rape, who the abuser was, and obviously we have to be careful not to say anything that might identify the individual concerned. She talks about how in that conversation she had with Gerry Adams, how Gerry Adams knew him. And again, she had, she says, specific discussions about the IRA internal inquiry or kangaroo court, call it what you want, including her claim that she'd been forced to meet a rapist and that she'd been effectively coerced into saying nothing further about it. Now, you say you believe her account of her being raped. Do you believe her account of the IRA internal inquiry?
Yeah, well, I've known, and I've said this, and just for clarity, I've known Maria Cahill for quite a lengthy period of time. We served in the National Executive around this period, and I'm absolutely horrified to learn that during this period she was suffering the type of trauma and abuse that she went through. You have to remember, and your listeners have to remember, that in relation to the alleged IRA investigation, this was dealt with before the courts, and
Pierce,
the four individuals were acquitted.
I'll come back to that, but there's an important question here that you haven't answered. Do you believe that she was coerced over a period of time, over many nights in a flat in Andersonstown, to sit in an IRA kangaroo court, and included in that process was the fact that she had to meet face to face her abuser. Do you believe her on that?
Well, if that happened, and let me be
clear.
No, it's not if that happened.
I'm asking you, do you believe it?
Well, I do. I'm saying very clearly that some of the way that Maria Cahill has presented this here, particularly in relation to Sinn Féin and our covering up of alleged childhood abuse, is simply untrue. It is not happening. It doesn't exist. Any cases that are brought to us are reported to us.
Pierce, I'm going to ask you now. You keep saying if. She has put that out there on a number of occasions and gone into great detail. Other people believe her. You don't seem to believe her on that specific element of the story that is about the IRA kangaroo court and being forced to face her her abuser. Do you or do you not believe her on that element of her story?
And what I'm saying very clearly in relation to that, because there are four individuals which she alleged were involved in that, has been dealt with by the court and all four of them have been acquitted.
They have been acquitted of IRA membership. They were not charged and they were not acquitted of anything to do with a kangaroo court. The question still remains, do you believe her on the issue of the IRA kangaroo court?
I have no information in relation to that.
But you have no information about the rape either, but you're inclined to believe her on that element of the story. Why do you believe her on one part of it and not on the other?
First of all, let me be clear about this here. The four individuals who were alleged to interrogate her at that so-called kangaroo court, that was brought to trial and they were acquitted. In relation to
what were they acquitted of?
For IRA membership.
Right, that's not the issue. The issue is an IRA kangaroo court. They could still have been members of an IRA kangaroo court. She says they were, but regardless of their identity, let's presume they are unknown people. Let's suppose they were wearing masks. She says that she was up in front of an IRA kangaroo court. Do you believe her or not? And if not, why not?
Well, one of the individuals, for example, that she named as one of her interrogators, has correspondence from Maria Cahill right up until 2008, which talks about the support that she gave her, the compassion that she showed during that whole period, right up until 2008 that was after. I'm not in a position to say whether this happened or not, but what I am in a position to say is if it did happen, it was completely wrong. It was simply wrong. It was unacceptable. And nobody, no victim of abuse should have to face that type of trauma. Nobody has the right in this state, whether it is the IRA or any other group of individuals, whether it is any other organisation, has the right to investigate claims of sexual abuse. And it shouldn't have happened if it did happen, and it is absolutely wrong.
Pierce Doherty, thank you very much indeed for coming in this afternoon.